From all of us here on Radio for Brainport, we wish you a happy, a healthy and a prosperous Chinese New Year. But particularly with all the challenges of the coronavirus this year, we would like to hear from all our expats what it means for them to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
Oh, yes, typically, and that New Year is basically, I think it's celebrating for two things. One is for the family to reunion together, to have some fun, to have happiness there. And the other one is basically a bit like the Western culture is actually opening of the New Year and hoping for harvesting our prosperity in the year. So, 恭喜发财 is actually becoming more popular and popular even also in China. But originally, it's mainly the southern provinces who typically see that as greetings in the Chinese New Year to each other. So, actually, in the other part of the China, actually people would simply greet each other Happy New Year. We have a lunar-based calendar. In the old time, that has been used for many, many years, probably thousands of years. And that's, in today's standards, it lacks the precision now. That's probably also the reason we switched to the Western calendar and use for daily life, I think, in the beginning of last century.
Do you celebrate it very differently here in the Eindhoven region compared to China?
Eindhoven, I haven't noticed a lot of activities, but for sure, within the Chinese communities and within the family and friends, we do celebrate. Of course, on a very small scale than comparing to China, if we were in China. So basically, every family have good dinner, and it used to be the family prepared the dinner themselves, a lot of dishes. Actually, you need to have vegetables, you need to have all kinds of meat, and you need to have also a few fish dishes as well. So that you basically have everything, that means next year you have prosperity for the new year. Maybe different regions have different ones, but these days you must have, for example, dumpling in the north part. In the south part, you need to have what you call rice balls. And there's another pudding or pastry that is called niangao. Basically, that means annual or yearly pastry, which you basically eat also on the Chinese New Year Eve.
We just started 2020, a new decade in the Western counting of years. In the Chinese calendar, there is a different style of counting the years.
Yes, that's right. And we do have something special. That's the 12 animal signs that represents the year that you are in. And of course, it will repeat by itself every 12 years. So this year would be the year of rat. The next year would be the year of cow. And we have other animals too. We have tiger, we have rabbit, and we have snakes, we have dragon, so 12 in total.
And are these years supposed to be different in terms of fertility, of agriculture, in terms of prosperity, in terms of international things?
I'm not really expert in the calendar there, but in Chinese, we believe strongly in cycles. So a lot of things repeat by itself in cycle. Also, we believe the human life too. So these 12 years, it's just very nice to give animal signs to it, I think.
And if you're born in the year of the rat, does that have a special meaning?
Of course, those animals has different characters. And people kind of associate, if you are born in that year, then you have certain character of that animal too.
Now, with a rat, I can imagine what is meant with that. I even know a book, How to Become a Rat.
Yeah, true. So rat is intelligent, right? So that's what it means for this year, actually. Yeah.
But we associate it with a rather egoistic way of being very smart in getting money, sometimes at the cost of others.
No, I don't think it's the meaning of the year of the rat. We see that the rat is an intelligent animal, so it's more on the intelligence side rather than on the harmless side.